Welcome back to the Sports World Podcast. I'm Lesley Roddy.
And I'm Ryan Rose. Here we talk about both basketball and football at the collegiate and pro level. Starting with basketball.
Speaking of basketball, though, let's talk about the NBA playoffs.
Oh, the NBA playoffs. Honestly, the NBA playoffs, there's no, like, really, like, outstanding team. Like, there's no underdog team. There's just, like, the team that it's supposed to win is winning. Like, the Thunder, they're leading the Pelicans 2-0. The Nuggets leading the Lakers 2-0. New York Knicks are leading 2-0. But honestly, probably the biggest one here is the Celtics and the Heat. Like, I guess a big one. Like,
huge one.
Yeah. Celtics are 1. Heat is 6. Like, yeah, that's a big one. And then let's look at the Bucks Pacers. They're both tied 1. Look at Pascal Siakam. He's averaging 36.5 points a game, 12 rebounds a game. Like, that's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, he's a forward, and then Dame's averaging 34.5. Like, that's crazy too.
That is.
What's, yeah, and then there's the Cavs and Magic. Cavs are leading the Magic 2-0. Nobody's really, like, outstanding there. But then for the Nuggets, there's, of course, Jokic with 29.5, rebounds 16, and assists 8.5. But, I mean, he's almost averaging a triple-double. Like, he's averaging a double-double. He's almost averaging a triple-double. That's insane.
That's actually insane. A triple-double?
Like, dude, averaging that, who do you think would win MVP here? Do you think the playoffs is a big factor of that?
It is. It really is. I'd say a big one, like you said, yeah, the Heat versus the Celtics. Right now, they're pretty much tied, but dude, what's his name again?
Oh, Butler?
Yeah. Yeah, him right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good with the points stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then Pascal Siakam, I think that's just averaging throughout the series. But, like, yeah, Shea's not doing bad. He's averaging 30 with 4.5 rebounds and 4.5 assists. But he's a guard, so he probably doesn't have much assists. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah. And then that's really it for basketball news. We have a decent amount of football news, so let's head there. In big football news, yesterday, I don't know if you heard about this, but Reggie Bush, he was the Heisman runner-up in 2005, but he should have won the Heisman Trophy in 2005, but there was, like, accusations or something. So he was making, like, there's this, like, lawsuit or something like that, and he's getting the Heisman Trophy. He's winning it for now. And I think that's really big because, what, this is 20 years?
Yeah, 19 years.
19 years, yeah.
2024, and that happened in 2005.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, he received benefits in a vehicle, kind of like NIL deals, but, like, it was ineligible back then, like, it was frowned upon. But I think now, like, since NIL deals are big, I guess, nowadays, I guess you would say that, not big, but, like, there's these college players that are signing, like, Nike. You sign on with Nike, Adidas, like, dude, even Cheez-Its, like, they're getting all these brand deals, and it was, back then, frowned upon. Now it's just a daily thing in the games.
Daily thing.
Yeah, so it's like, there's no point of knocking it at that point. But, that's it we have for NFL news. College football, the draft is tonight. Caleb Williams is projected to go first overall to the Bears. Yeah. So, in my opinion, I don't think he should be number one because...
How come?
Because he's good. Don't get me wrong, he's good. But there's so many other draft picks, or other quarterbacks, I should say, that should go above Bo Nix, Michael Penix. Like, what they did against ranked defenses is crazy. Like, Michael Penix, what he – they went to the national championship. They lost, but, yeah. And another
– the fact that he reached that far, though, that's actually pretty impressive, though, the national championship, you know?
That is impressive. Not a lot of people can say they played in the national championship. Yeah. And then another prospect that's frowned upon, that's not a quarterback, Blake Corum. He's the running back from Michigan. He was an absolute dog last year. I don't know his stats, but Michigan had one of the best offensive lines in like history. Like, their line was so good. Like, it's so insane. He had 1,200 yards, 1,227 touchdowns in college in 1 year. That's 27 touchdowns in college is insane. That's in one season. College. He carried that team. And I think he's only like a, what, fifth round, sixth round prospect?
He definitely needs to be drafted to the NFL.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
What team do you think he would join? Or what team do you think will draft him?
I feel like the Dolphins would draft him. Just because I think they got rid of Raheem Mostert. But I don't really... He could either go there, or what they might do is the Texans might sign him, get a little play under Joe Mixon. And, you know, because they recently signed Joe Mixon from the Bengals. And just get him from there. And, yeah. Those two teams, I don't really know who else would... think about drafting a running back at the moment. But, yeah, that's really it. All we have. I'm Ryan Rose.
I'm Lester Roddy.
And that's all we have for this week. Thank you for listening.